It's owned by the European Space Agency. The company that runs their particular rockets from there is Arianespace. It's a French company under contract to European Space Agency. They design, the European Space Agency design and build the Ariane 4 and 5 rockets. They're just phasing out the Ariane 4s because the design now is for bigger and larger communications payload. So the Ariane 5 has recently come into regular use. The only problem with the Ariane 5 is that to get it into what we call into geosynchronous orbit, you go first into geosynchronous transfer orbit and then transfer from that into the geosynchronous orbit. By going into geosynchronous transfer orbit, you require to have a fairly low perigee. Now that doesn't suit us. It suits the people who want to go into geosynchronous orbit, but if our perigee is too low, we're going to come back to Earth a lot faster than we wanted to. And the new Ariane 5 heads that they're putting on and the orbits that they're predicting are going to have a perigee of somewhat less than 300 kilometers. That means that anything we put up, we've got to have rocket capability on it to raise our perigee. As my history to you has already said, we are great satellite designers and builders. We are lousy rocket scientists. So what we're trying to do is find people, organizations, who have a higher perigee. Now, we understand, for example, Australia is building a rocket launching site on Christmas Island in the Indian Ocean. Needless to say, we're investigating. And we hope you have a nice high perigee. And don't mind taking a few of amateur satellites at reasonable cost. What's reasonable cost? The lowest possible.
How does it compare to Baikonur?
Baikonur is a little higher in latitude. The closer you are to the equator, the better get into the geosynchronous transfer orbit, and Kourou is just about slap bang on the equator. Baikonur is as far south as the old Soviet Union could effectively get, but it's still a little higher than the equator. Now, the Christmas Island site, I gather, is very, very close to the equator. And I understand that the Russians are working very closely with the Australian government on this whole project because they're very interested in it too, if that answers your question.